Good afternoon, and welcome to the study session for September 22nd, 2014. I probably need to introduce myself. My name is John Giles. I'm the new mayor. I'll try to cue applause at the beginning of every meeting going forward. That was nice. Thank you very much. For tonight's meeting, this afternoon's rather, we're excusing Councilmember Finter and Richens, who are out of town. And we also have Councilmember Summers, who is available and on the telephone. Is that right, Councilmember Summers? Maybe not.
Am I late for the meeting upstairs?
Okay. Well, we will we'll get started doing some things, and Councilmember Summers, I'm sure, will join us as soon as he's able. The first item on the agenda is to review the agenda for tonight's regular council meeting. So let's start with that. I'm sure I'm going to do this incorrectly, so that's what makes this fun, right? So let's start with agenda items, say, 1 through 3C. Is there any concerns or questions about those items? If not, on to page 3, agenda items 3D through 4A. We might point out that agenda item 4A is actually a city contract to purchase tires from the Bridgestone Tire Company. There was a great event today in the city of Mesa at a Bridgestone Tire facility. Councilmember Summers, did you just join us? Maybe not. If I could, hopefully you'll learn more about this facility. There's the research facility out in Councilmember Summers' district, where they're using the Wayu Lee plant, which is a desert plant that can be a suitable substitute for the rubber tree plant. And they're going to employ about 40 high-tech researchers out there and try to develop this idea of Arizona, and particularly Mesa, Arizona, being the new source of rubber for the world's tires. So it's a very exciting possibility, and it was a well-attended event. Congressman Salmon, Secretary of State Bennett, others were there, and a very successful event. So that has nothing to do with agenda item 4A, but it is relevant to Bridgestone Tires, and I'm sure everyone found it fascinating. Councilmember Summers, are you here? Okay, moving on. Page 4, items 4B through 5C. Page 5, items 5D through 6A. If you don't mind, item 5I is a fairly significant item. It involves a couple hundred million dollars. So why don't we invite Mike Kennington forward. Mike, you're the CFO for the City of Mesa, is that right?
Yes, sir. Good evening, Mr. Mayor and council members. My name is, as you said, Mayor Mike Kennington, the Chief Financial Officer. To my left is Larry Given, our financial advisor from Wedbush Securities. As you know, as part of our bond program, we periodically look at the market conditions to find opportunities to save money for the city and the citizens. We've identified about $100 million worth of principal outstanding, which we're proposing tonight to get the authorization from the council to refund. This will result in about $6 million of savings as our last estimate last week. This is about 6.3% savings. Our financial policy guides us to go anywhere above 3% savings. So this is well beyond that. So that's what we've what's on the agenda today.
Okay. So if I understand that we are refinancing because we've got a fairly significant cost savings, we can refinance at what interest rate? These
3.26 is what we've estimated it, and it's obviously subject to market conditions when we do price it.
And I read a little bit about this. It might be interesting to those in the room. Approximately how much of a savings should the city receive as a result of this refinance?
Yeah, it's about $6 million at the time of our last estimate last week. So it's very significant for the city.
Great. Well, that's again, this item is on the consent agenda. I think unless someone wants to take it off, it'll stay there. But it's probably good for all of us to know about it because it involves such a significant amount of money.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. A job well done. We can use that $6.3 million. Appreciate
Thank
it. Thank you. Thank you, Mike.
Thanks.
Reviewing the rest of the formal council meeting agenda on page 6, agenda items 6B through 8B. And then page 7, items 8C through 9 are on the consent agenda. Item number 9A has been taken off the consent agenda. So we'll come back to that a moment later. I don't see any other items that were on the agenda that were moving from consent to off consent. Is that correct? Okay. Let's go then to item 9A, which is the telecommunications license with TW Telecom of Arizona. This item was discussed at the council members' study session last week, where it was taken off the session of the consent agenda. Mr. Brady, can you update us on the status of this item?
Well, Mayor and members of council, we've been visiting with representatives from TW Telecom this afternoon throughout the day to see if we can work some of the concerns that were expressed by council. I know there's representatives here today. I think Mr. Kavanaugh also has some thoughts about maybe way okay. that we can reach a resolution on this. Great. But we have had a very productive conversations and cooperative discussions with TW Telecom today. Thank you.
I know that Greg Diamond, sir? Mr. Diamond from TW, I know that you're here. Do you mind coming forward and giving us your perspective on where we're at on this item? We appreciate your meeting with Mr. Brady.
Absolutely. Mayor Giles, members of the City Council, thank you very much. My name is Greg Diamond. I'm a Regulatory Affairs Vice President for TW Telecom. We're based in Littleton, Colorado. We do a lot of business in the state of Arizona. We're really very, very pleased to be here, and we're very pleased to have the opportunity to be able to provide service to customers in the city of Mesa. I think the understanding is that what we'll be doing is we will be working with the city manager and city attorney's office to negotiate additional language that would provide a credit of $5,000 to a not-for-profit or United Way-affiliated agency located in the city of Mesa. That would be a service credit over the life of the agreement with the customer, to the extent we find a customer. Of course, we've got to do our work and win the business. And as part of that, we would work on that over the next short while, and city manager would have authority to conclude that with us, and that would be concluding that would be subject to execution of the final of the license would be subject to a final approval of language that's mutually acceptable to the parties, and that's perfectly acceptable to us. Well, yes.
Great. Thank you, Mr. Diamond. We appreciate you responding to the questions that were raised. Mr. Kavanaugh, you asked this item be off the agenda. How do you feel like where we're at right now?
Yes, Mayor. Thank you very much. I truly appreciate your efforts in further discussions today with the city attorney's office and city manager's office. I think they've been very productive and positive, and I think very nice outcome for your debut, really, in Mesa, mm-hmm. because I know your company has a good reputation of working with the communities that you're located in, and I think this is a very nice introduction to our community. And I know that we as a city look forward to working with you on hopefully a whole variety of projects that can benefit us. And so, I appreciate the extra effort that went into this. And so, Mayor, I would ask that this be placed back on the consent agenda.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Mr. Diamond. Any other objections from any other council members? Seeing none, I will place item 9A back on the consent agenda. And so upstairs, there really are no items off of the consent agenda other than a few awards and proclamations. So it should be a fairly short meeting. Item 2 for this meeting's agenda is to hear reports on meetings and our conferences attended. Anything? Mr. Kavanaugh, I know you had a great event this morning in your district.
I did. And thank you, Mayor, for attending along with Congressman Salmon. This morning we had the groundbreaking for Hacienda Healthcare for the new Children's Rehabilitation Hospital, which will be built in the Fiesta District. And this will be a great new element in the continuum of care for children in our community. And council members and staff, you will remember that the city is actually a financial partner in this project because we're actually the single largest donor to this project through our CDBG development our block grant funds. And Congressman Salmon noted this morning that this is a wonderful example of a wise use of CDBG funds and is an example that he will use with his colleagues when they attempt to reduce or restrict the funds. Hacienda Healthcare has worked with the city and had nothing but praise for all the assistance and help in every department, really, that they worked with. They're very pleased to be located near the great transit center that we have just to their east. Will provide a great connection for their employees or visitors to their hospital. It has an eight-month construction cycle, and they hope to have the grand opening next July. But we are a partner. The Salt River Indian Community is the next largest partner in their project. This is their 29th project. They offer a whole variety of health services. Banner Desert Hospital and Cardin Children's is very supportive. Many of the children who receive care there are not ready yet to go home, but they go to the rehabilitation facilities. And so right now our East Valley families have to go to a facility over in Phoenix for this kind of care. And so this will be a wonderful addition to our community. Hacienda, good newcomer to our community, is partnered with United Way, Mesa United Way, and Mesa Chamber of Commerce, and it's nice to see companies do that. So it was a great event. It's a little hot this morning. I also want to report on an event over the weekend. I attended the Fallen Firefighter Memorial, the 28th annual, in Colorado Springs, and the Mesa Fire Department's Honor Guard played a leading role, as they have for many years, in that event. It was a very solemn and somber occasion, particularly for Arizona, because we recognize the 19 firefighters who lost their lives in Prescott, as well as a firefighter in Tucson. But it was, again, a very moving ceremony. And, again, everyone I met has always commented on how Mesa has taken the lead in that ceremony. And a lot of other chiefs and assistant chiefs came up to talk to me about the innovative work that Mesa Fire and Medical do. So it was a proud weekend. Thank you.
Thank you. I should note that at the meeting, or that the groundbreaking this morning, Congressman Salmon went out of his way to give Councilmember Kavanaugh a shout out for the great work he'd done on this project, as did several of the other speakers there. So, Dennis, congratulations for being so helpful in bringing a new children's hospital to Mesa. Mr. Vice Mayor.
Thank you, Mayor. Over the weekend on Saturday, I had the opportunity to attend the 34th Annual Environmental Excellence Awards put on by Arizona Forward and SRP, along with Carrie Kent, our Deputy City Manager, Christine Zalanka, and Beth Huning, and members of their staff. Benedictine University got an award of merit for the adaptive reuse for that building from Southside Hospital into the Union University. And I'd also like to congratulate Mesa Housing Associates and Charles Hugh Mantle on their Chris Gordy Award that they won for Encore on First. Thank you, Mayor.
Great. Thank you. Any other reports on meetings or conferences? Okay, next agenda item is scheduling of meetings and general information. Mr. Brady.
Thank you, Mayor. Just a reminder to the council, the next study session will be this Thursday, September 25th at 7:30 a.m., and that will be followed by a Sustainability and Transportation Committee meeting.
Right.
Okay. Thank you.
Great. Thank you. That concludes the items on the agenda for this meeting. We'll entertain a motion to adjourn. Thank you. We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And that was seconded by Councilmember Luna. I'm sorry. We need to make sure we note that, don't we? Okay. Motion passes. We are adjourned.